Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Such a blessing, such a blessing. I want to start off just down and dirty. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses to God, and forgive those who trespass against us. Lead, I repeat again, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and evermore. Amen. T.O. Clay Light Bulb Lessons, all we need is seven. Seven is God. If you don't take anything else away from this next 22, 23 minutes or so, I would say, write it down. All we need is seven, and seven is God. You know, I'm blessed today because every time I think about the opportunity to speak on any level, any platform, whether I'm speaking to my mom, whether I'm speaking to my dad, whether I'm speaking to my children, it is a blessing. It is a gift that God has given us. And today, I've heard nothing but greatness. Nothing but greatness from leaders stretched all across the world, from Toronto to out west, to down south, where I'm at, up north, D.C., all over. And it's just been phenomenal. Sometimes it's actually overwhelming. It's really overwhelming when you hear so many great nuggets all in one place. I tell you, you know, shout out to Dr. Rob McClellan. He pricked my heart today. And I'm not just saying that because he's the keynote. I'm saying it because I've been on a journey following a great gentleman for a very long time. And that gentleman in the realm of leadership is John C. Maxwell. John C. Maxwell illuminates the journey toward excellence through his concept of the pinnacles of leadership. I repeat that again, the pinnacles of leadership. He emphasizes the true leadership is not merely just about wielding authority and managing tasks. Rather, it's an evolving journey characterized by influence, service, and empowerment. And we've heard that today all throughout. So I want to take you on a journey. And the journey is pretty simple. It's something that we all know. It's something that we all understand. And it's a simple key word. And that word is rivalry. When you think of rivalries, you know, just think of all the moments throughout your life, regardless of where you've been through life. Think about the different aspects of the rivalry that you deal with. I'm a straight shooter. I'm authentic to the best of my ability. And I can't ever come on a platform such as the great Connected Leaders Academy and not speak truth. That's all I know. You know, and again, in alignment with God, it is always about speaking that truth. And I've experienced so many rivalries throughout my life. And I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you dead smack in the camera because I really want you to take these next few moments of this, what I would consider build session, and really execute on it. Really execute on these things that I'm diving into. March the 8th, 1992. You know, around that time, I was born in 76, so I would probably say, I don't know, you could do the math. I was a young fella, and I love basketball. And this piece of leather that you see right here, it has been a game changer in my life. And trust me, in that moment of March 8th, 1992, I'm watching the game, and it's the Elite Eight. You got to understand, out of 64 teams, it's down to 8 teams. Whoever wins this particular game gets in what we know as the Final Four The Final Four, National Collegiate Athletic Association basketball, NCAA, as many of us know. And the game is the University of Kentucky versus the University of Duke. You know, shout out to Dr. Albert T. Reed representing North Carolina. I know he's a huge North Carolina fan, but on this day, it was Duke and Kentucky, also known as Blue Bloods, the basketball royalty, I would say. And during this time, as a young buck, I'm watching this game. I'm kind of upset because I'm a Louisville fan. In the state of Kentucky, you're either a Kentucky fan or you're a Louisville fan. Me personally, I was raised a Louisville fan, but I'm watching this game. Hey, Kentucky's there, like I said, playing against Duke, two of the greatest coaches of our time. The magnificent coach Mike Krzyzewski paired up and going against Rick Pitino, two of the giants in the game. It's a, probably about 30 seconds left, and kind of bear with me because I'm coming off the dome with this because I actually lived the moment. And about 30 seconds left, and the point guard for University of Kentucky, his name is Sean Woods. You could look him up. Sean Woods, he's not known as a shooter, never been a shooter. Can handle the ball, very heady, understands the assignment on the court as the point guard. He's the extension of the coach. And Sean Woods, out of everybody in that gym, you know, comes across the lane, you know, and flicks up a crazy Magic Johnson style hook, and it goes off the glass and it goes in. Everybody's like, oh no, Sean Woods. But trust me when I tell you, you know, it tied the ball game up. And now there's literally about 6 to 7 seconds left on the clock, you all. 6 to 7 seconds left on the clock. But stay with me, bear with me. And they call the timeout. Duke does. I knew as a young kid who the go-to man was. I knew in that moment there's only one player that's going to touch that ball. And he's hated across the state of Kentucky. And his name is Christian Laettner. Christian Laettner, I knew it, young fellow. Hey, Christian Laettner's getting the ball. They're going to ride with him. He's the leader of that team. Mike Krzyzewski gives him the keys every game. He's an All-American. He's going to get the ball. Sure enough, they come out of the timeout. Now, mind you, Duke is on Kentucky's end of the court, so they're taking the ball out under the basket. Imagine this. They have to take the ball out under Kentucky's basket and go the length of the court to try to get this bucket in like 6 or 7 seconds. Some of you, hey, you're feeling me right now because you watched that game too. And trust me, whistle blows. Grant Hill, another great leader, another great ball player, still to this day impacting, leading, impacting at a very high level, to be honest. Young Grant Hill takes the ball and he throws a Tom Brady football pass. Everybody in that gymnasium is like, oh my goodness, Christian Laettner, about right at the free throw line. He jumps up, he grabs the ball, catches it, two hands, comes down, gathers himself, one dribble, fakes right, spins around up in the air. Being guarded, shot in his hand, in his face, he lets the shot go. The time on earth stood still in that moment. The time stood still. And when I tell you, I knew in my spirit, you all, man, that ball's going in. This is for all the wise, all the chips. Sure enough, as we like to say, a bottom of the net, you all. Bottom of the net. It goes in. You see the red square light up on the backboard, the game's over. All of the players, you know, for Duke, they're holding their heads and they're just in complete disbelief. Complete disbelief. But deep down within, their leader led, as the great Dr. Rob McClellan talked about earlier. It's action, you all. We could talk it all day, but if we're not living it, it does not matter. It's never going to, you know, be what it's supposed to be if we're not walking within that example. But again, I just remember in that moment, like, wow, man, you know, what a feeling. in terms of, knowing that we know he's going to get the ball. We trust him. Win or lose, we're riding on his back. I tell you, that rivalry still to this day is enormous. And as I said earlier in our opening, there's another important game happening today. And here's why I want to kind of tone it down a little bit. And I want to get real intimate with you. I don't have anything scripted for you. I'm not reading off of teleprompters. I'm not stressed out about what I'm going to talk about because I know everybody that's listening to me right now, you're dealing with some sort of rivalry within you every single day. I like to coin it as the great Shazad Charmin likes to talk about. He talks about the saboteurs, the saboteur thinking in our minds. He also labels it as the judge. And through positive intelligence, he's been able to bless a lot of people throughout this world and still doing it to this day. But I have to stay, intimate with this when I tell you, growing up in Kentucky, that rivalry between the University of Louisville and the University of Kentucky, it's marrow deep, as some would call it. I mean, literally marrow deep. It gets into the racial, ties. It gets into, I won't speak to you in the grocery store, but as long as we're rooting for our team, we're good to go. There's so many different elements and aspects that I could go into, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to save the time for that. But I really want to say today at 4 p.m., us military guys and gals, we call it 1600. 1600 today, one of the greatest rivalries of all time will take place today. And I can be honest when I tell you on the 14th of December 2024, I still feel anxiety about that game. I've been watching it my entire life. It's been lopsided pretty much since Rick Pitino left the University of Louisville, but I'm going to watch it today. Soon as I'm done with the leadership responsibility that I have, that game is not more important today than being here with the connected leaders that have poured in so much to me. Because at the end of the day, we're students of the game. That's what made Christian Laettner special. Love him or hate him, he was a student of the game. He never stopped learning. He never stopped honing his craft. He was in the gym when nobody else wanted to be there. So again, I'm very passionate about the game of basketball, as you could probably figure out. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed leading up to the day. And I said, man, the greatest rivalry exists within you. The greatest rivalry. What are you saying to me, Lord? What is that one aspect of that one individual that needs to hear your message coming out of my mouth today? What is it? Because again, we could talk the blah 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 leadership. We could talk the growth mindset. We could speak about so many different aspects because leadership is so wide range, and a lot of times it's hard to niche down. But again, I just want to keep it simple. And keeping it simple is understanding that that greatest rivalry exists within us, and it's always going to. And sometimes it can pour into individuals around us. Because I'll be honest with you, our intentions at the end of the day are nothing mere more than the environment that we're in. Going back to that reference of Christian Laettner and that moment of hitting that bucket, Christian Laettner knew, win or lose, hey, my team's riding with me. Win or lose, every single day I'm showing up in practice. Hey, I'm putting my arm around guys. I'm being humble. I'm being vulnerable. I'm being empathetic. I'm listening. My wife tells me all the time, sometimes you just don't listen. I don't care how great of a leader you think you are, Mr. T.O. Clay, you don't listen. And sometimes I have to come down here as in terms of what I call my lab. My little studio here, and I really have to hone in on the things that she's saying. I have to listen. So again, that rivalry today, the University of Kentucky versus the University of Louisville, it's been lopsided, you all. There's fans out there. I have family members close, near and dear, sick in the stomach on this day if Louisville loses that game because there's so much pride tied into it. So, what is a rivalry? We all know what it is. It's simple 101. A rivalry is competition, and we see it in all aspects of our life. We see it in business. We see it in education. I would say probably the grand years, probably sports, the Lakers and Boston Celtics, the LA Dodgers and the New York Yankees. You saw what just happened with that. They got the best of the Yankees this year. But, a rivalry, again, a lot of times we want to look at the outer aspect of it. But I come by to challenge you today. I come by to say, hey, what about that rivalry that's going on within you? Because the greatest one exists within you. I could sit back all day and look at my TV, watch these games, but when that game goes off, it's the internal that I'm dealing with. It's the aspect of, man, I sometimes feel like I'm losing. Sometimes I feel like I'm not giving my best. Sometimes I just don't feel like showing up, as we like to say in this type of community. Show up, show up, show up. Sometimes it's difficult. And shout out to the young lady earlier. Blessings to you. You lost your father. I can be honest and blessed to say, hey, I spoke to my father a couple hours ago. So I don't know what it feels like. But you're leading by example because you're still stepping up to the plate. You're still pushing forward. You're still displaying resilience. You're still saying, hey, woe is me. If I just sit around and mourn and mourn and mourn and mourn and mourn, who am I inspiring? Who am I leading? There's somebody within your circumference and your environment that is able to stand up and keep pushing because they're seeing you do it. And you all, that's in real time. That's in real time. And I thank Jose Escobar for pointing that out. Because again, all day I've been, like my father says, I've been like a cat eating yellow jackets. I've been smiling all day because you hear all of these nuggets. You hear all of these different aspects of what different leaders experience. And it kind of chisels, it kind of sharpens the blade. It kind of brings you back to a center needle point. So again, I'm grateful. The rivalry exists within us. And I'll be honest when I tell you, there's a wise man that was talking to me last week about the cabinet. He was talking about the cabinet, as in like DC. Some of you up there right now, the cabinet on Capitol Hill. He was explaining in depth how important the cabinet around us really is. If we claim to be a leader. A lot of times we get in this stinking thinking mode. We get into this mode, I got it all figured out. I'm making money right now. I'm on the top of my game. And sometimes we can end up getting to the top of the hill. Back to John C. Maxwell, Leadership 101. You probably can't see it. It's here. John C. Maxwell, Leadership 101, what every leader needs to know. We get to the top of that pinnacle and we look behind us and no one's there. Who do we really lead? And a lot of times it still vacuums back to dealing with the greatest rivalry that exists within us. It's simple, you all. It's nothing complex. What type of leader are you? If you walk away from today, and I'm included with this, so I'm not just blabbing at you and oh, not me. No, this is all inclusive. If we're not looking in that mirror and really looking at the reflection of, the different things that's going on within us and how it's impacting the individuals around us. What are we doing? When I first retired from the United States Marine Corps as a Sergeant Major E9, I was at the pinnacle. That doctrine, John C. Maxwell, it's embedded in the United States Marine Corps. It truly is. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, they're talking about the pinnacle, those pinnacles. A lot of times when you get to that pinnacle, you got to look at yourself, you got to look at the reflection. But again, if you look behind you and nobody's there, who did you lead in the first place? Another aspect of the rivalry that we deal with within us, a lot of times it's simple things. I spoke to a gentleman up in Philadelphia, and he gave me something very wise that I really appreciate. He said, I run in 90-day increments, T.O. That's what I do. For 90 days, I go all in. I block out, all the aspects of things that I know will hinder me from doing what I'm supposed to do as a leader. And then for 90 days, hey, I pour into my family. For 90 days, hey, I'm strict, I'm disciplined, I'm laser focused in terms of my family. Because I'll put my hand up again. I almost lost my family. Yes, I lost my family operating at the pinnacle. When I walked out of this house every day, pinnacle, phone ringing, emails coming, we need, we need, we need. But soon as I walk back into my home, I realize, man, who's really standing behind me? So I challenge you again, look at these things. Like I said, it's nothing scripted. I do leadership challenges every month. It's called the Light Lesson Leader Challenge. And what I usually focus on is just one simple word. And today it's been rivalry. Today I'm fortunate to be able to share it with you because it really is a challenge on how we deal with the rivalry within us every single day. There's no perfect script. But again, if you're in tune with yourself, if you're in tune, mentally, physically, spiritually, all three of them have to be in alignment. If you're just operating on a physical, hey, that's smoke and mirrors. If you're just operating on, the mental aspect of it. Oh, I have a doctorate. I have degrees. I have certificates. I'm telling you, it's not going to coincide down the pipe like it needs to. And if you're just operating in the spiritual, you're judging everybody. Oh, I go to church. I'm this. I'm chiseled. I'm all figured out. I'm telling you, you're going to fail. But if you're taking all three and they're in alignment, I promise you, the universe is going to open up to you. So again, in closing, I just want you to remember the greatest rivalry exists within you. It exists within me. And we definitely have to stay laser focused and thinking about it every single day. Something's always going to happen. The mic's going to shut off. The internet may go out. It's too much snow outside to travel and get where you need to be. But the greatest rivalry exists within you. What are you going to do? Hey, how are you going to execute? How are you going to operate? Because I can promise you, I got seven books in front of me, and I'm going to close it with this. John C. Maxwell, Leadership 101. Coach Wooden's Greatest Secret, written by Pat Williams. Angela Duckworth, Grit, The Power of Passion, How to Deal with Toxic People, Steps to Unlocking Your Potential, Vinnie Cochran, Dream for Dream, Dr. Oliver T. Reed, Here to There, Timothy T. O'Clay. And the last greatest one, oh, I love this one, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Leadership. Stay humble, stay focused. Always remember there's somebody out there better than you. Always remember you're not the smartest guy or gal walking in the room. Somebody's tighter than you, I guarantee it. But the question remains, when you walk into that room, are you the go-to guy? Are you the go-to gal? Do they trust you? Do they want to follow you? Will they lay their life down? Because the word says it. No greater love than a man that's willing to lay down his life for his brother. I'm going to say it again. No greater love than the man that's willing to lay his life down for his brother and sister. I add that addendum in there. It's been my pleasure today. Again, I speak from the spirit. I speak from the heart. I pray that something that I said today resonates. I pray that something pricks your heart. The greatest rivalry exists within you. I promise you, don't ever sleep on that. Stay grounded, stay humble, stay professional. Ask questions, all the simple stuff that matters the most. Trust me, every time you look back and you say to yourself, hey man, I gave my best effort, that's what really matters. I love you all out there. All we need is seven, and seven is God. Put him first, and hey, you will conquer. Leadership, 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 leadership. I love you all.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.